Welcome to Anesthesia on Air, the podcast from the Royal College of Anesthetists. My name is Ahmed Abdel Hafiz. I'm a consultant anesthetist in Morecambe Bay and a member of the Development and Innovation Group. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Magee Jaya Balan, Deputy Chair of the Portfolio Executive Committee, to talk about portfolio pathway. This is part of a special mini-series focusing on portfolio pathway. Welcome, Magee, and thanks for joining us. Would you please give us a brief background about yourself?
Thanks, Ahmed, for inviting me. My name is Magesh Jayabalan. I'm a consultant anesthetist working in South Warwickshire University NHS Foundation Trust. And I'm a deputy chair for the Portfolio Pathway Executive Committee. And I look after both the portfolio assessment group. And I'm here today to have a discussion about the assessments.
Thank you very much, Magesh, for joining us. In your views, what would make an excellent application?
That's definitely a nice question, Ahmed. We see quite high number of applications. So an excellent application means it needs to be a successful application. So what we want is a very well organized application with the high quality evidences attached to it. And they are mapped to the UK relevant, that is specialty specific guidances. So when I'm saying the very well organized means it has to be correctly presented to the GMC with all the evidences linked to the correct domains from domain 1 to 14 and specialty interest area, practical procedures, and also logbooks. Unlike the training program in United Kingdom, portfolio pathway is a self-motivated process with definitely the applicant should have a good support from the colleagues, and they need to have a self-confidence that they satisfy the knowledge, skills, and experience which are required by the SSG in the anesthetics. So what I would recommend for the any potential applicant is they need to go through and familiarize themselves with the GMC's SSG given by the Royal College of Anesthetists and start preparing for that application. As a part of preparation, the first and foremost is the accepted test of knowledge. So if any potential applicant wants to know, their overseas qualification is matched with the Royal College requirement. There is an accepted test of knowledge in the Royal College of Anesthetists website. They can verify that. Then comes the structured CV, curriculum vitae, which is quite important. And whatever the evidences the applicants are putting in that CV should be able to triangulate the evidences given in their application bundle as a part of the portfolio pathway application. For example, all the CV should be at the guidance given by the GMC. Now, when I'm looking into these applications, we do get a good number of UK applicants, and those applicants, majority of them are having overseas experiences. So those overseas experiences, again, needs to be mapped and matched with all the UK SSG guidances, which is given by the Royal College of Anesthetists, and it's available in the GMC website. The additional thing is to gain the support of the trainers or the consultants, at least we need 4 structured references, which are going to be anonymous, taken by the GMC. They should have adequate support from them. When they are presenting the application, this is the next stage. When they are submitting the application to GMC, it is the GMC Connect, as the applicant should be knowing by this time. The document should be uploaded in a correct format, in the right domains. That is very, very important. You know, otherwise, it's going to be making the assessments quite difficult. For an example, if the applicants are submitting the appraisal documents, that has to go in domain 1. Or if they're submitting any of their managerial or leadership skill evidences, that can go to domain 2. And subsequently, another example is any teaching and training, that needs to go to domain 6. So correct evidences need to go to the correct domains. And obviously, as you are aware, Ahmed, they can cross-link the evidences. So what, as an assessor group, what we recommend is for every single domain, if the applicant puts a head or front page document stating that what are all the evidences going into that particular domain, followed by what are all the evidences they are putting it in the other domains which can be cross-linked. So that makes the evidences a lot more better and easier. That will make the application a lot more successful. Again, coming to the high quality evidence, which I mentioned means those evidences, if it is in the SLE that could be a DOPS, ACX, or CBD, ALMAT. There are the acronyms used in the Royal College of Anaesthetists website, and the potential applicants can verify it. Those are evidences are really nice and very well accepted by the Royal College if they are using at stage 3. Most of the evidences what we look for is stage 3. They need to be matched with the key capabilities listed in the SSG. And the only two areas we accept is cardiothoracic and neuroanesthesia stage 2 evidences as on the current SSG given in 2021. So they need to be mapped accordingly. We do take some overseas evidences if they are at par with the stage 3 equivalent evidences of the Royal College of Anaesthetists guidances. Moving on to the next is the SIAs. Colleagues can verify the SSG. There are group 1, group 2 evidences. We do take 1 year in group 1, or if they are submitting group 2, that maximum of 6 months could be allowed. So the Royal College recommends 1 to 3 specialty interest areas to be uploaded in as a part of their application. Then the logbook. It takes part of significant importance that the applicants would be submitting any form of a logbook. They should attach the summary of the logbook, which should include the supervision levels, the applicant's state of involvement, and what type of anesthetic, age group. That would be quite important so that the assessors would be able to cross-link and triangulate their evidences along with the SLEs provided in different domains. Then comes the practical procedures. Royal College of Anaesthetists want to see those practical procedures are clearly done with the appropriate supervision levels so that they are competent in doing those procedures when they become consultants. So these are all the evidences we want to see. Of course, any potential applicant want to familiarize themselves prior to applying for the portfolio pathway application with the SSG and preferably the CCT curriculum of 2021 given by the Royal College of Anaesthetists. And as a Royal College of Anaesthetic portfolio pathway group, we are quite happy to support them in different ways, whichever is needed for them.
Yeah, thank you very much, Magish. Actually, it was a comprehensive answer to the question, and I'm sure that it will leave a very good advice, actually, to our listeners. So you did mention about the logbook, which is very important. From the assessor's point of view as well, what do you think would be the best logbook to use? What is your advice in this regard, and how to make the best use out of this?
Thanks so much for this question again. As a Royal College assessor, we may not be able to recommend any particular logbook to use because we want to maintain the equality and fairness among all the applicants, let it be the UK-based applicant or the overseas applicants. Having said it, the Royal College encourages people to use the lifelong pathway, the LLP, so that we will be able to cross-link and map the key capabilities quite easily. And the summary given in the LLP is a lot more comprehensible by the assessors. On top of it, there are multiple other logbooks available in the system, and we are quite happy to accept any of those things, provided they are submitting the summary of the logbook, along with the complexity of the cases like ASA grade supervision levels. Even if it is an Excel format, we have accepted those things. The LLP access is quite available for all the local graduates from Royal College of Anaesthetists. They need to get a membership from the Royal College.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Magish. Yeah, you did mention also about the LLP, which is, you rightly said, there is no specific recommendations from the Royal College. However, I think we all know that it's quite a good system, that it's the only system that it is able to link different key capabilities to the evidence. Like, if you would advise anyone who's doing the portfolio pathway and he or she is using the LLP, what is your advice to get the best out of this system?
If they're using the LLP, lifelong learning platform, that is very, very good, because as you clearly mentioned, that would be linked with all the key capabilities. So it's not just for the logbooks, even all the SLEs can be used through the LLP, and that is very good. Because at the end of it, whenever they're completing any modules or any domains from domain 1 till 14 or SAEs, we want to see stage 3 high level learning outcome, you know, HLOs. So that could be easily linked over there. So when they are applying for the portfolio pathway application, we recommend them to download the HLOs from the LLP along with the linked SLEs, and they take part as a kind of an application process in individual domains. So if anyone having an LLP access, that is the best system to use. Obviously, as I mentioned, we do take the alternate evidences as a part of the key capability verification, like testimonials, personal reflections, but LLP is highly recommended.
Thank you very much, Manish. Yeah, just to confirm again about this, I think, yes, it is not mandatory requirement to use LLP. However, if you are using the LLP, everybody needs to understand the potential of the system. Or if you are not using this system, probably you might get some familiarity of the requirement, so you can just simulate what the LLP is doing, and you can do it outside the system, which, as you rightly said, by linking capabilities and other evidence. Thank you very much for that. From the assessor point of view as well, so we all know that most of the applications are mixed between some UK evidence and overseas evidence. Very few are purely from overseas, and there are some many are purely from UK. If somebody is providing overseas evidence, what is your advice to this applicant how to refine the overseas evidence to match the UK requirement and the portfolio pathway requirement?
Thanks, Sam. As you clearly mentioned, the significant portion of applicants have both UK and overseas evidences. Good number are based only with the UK evidences, and very, very rarely we do see only overseas evidences. When anyone is utilizing the overseas evidences, obviously the GMC's guidances are quite clear. There are two documents. One is the overseas graduation specialist medical qualification. If that is matchable with our accepted test of knowledge, that has to be not just verified, that has to be authenticated by a notary public or the issuing body. The same way the license, like medical council license, has to be authenticated. Any document which is not in English should be converted or translated to English, and that should be verified as well. So now moving on to the mapping, we look for the stage 3 or higher level equivalence of evidences. So any overseas qualification, any overseas evidences, if they are after their specialist medical qualification, that would be counted as an stage 3 evidences that can be matched with when they are mapping with the domain's specialty specific guidances. That's clearly given in the GMC website and also Royal College of Anaesthetists as well. The individual domain, we do take anything within the last 5 year evidences, and if it is over 5 year evidences, we still consider it positively, provided they are still in touch in the recent 5 years too. For an example, anyone is providing an evidence of cardiothoracic anesthesia slightly over 5 years back, as long as they are continuing to have an experience of having the cardiothoracic exposure in the last 5 years, we do take those evidences positively. We accept it as long as they are mapped correctly and presented in the right domain. Yeah, overseas evidences could be done. But if the overseas evidences are within the last 5 years, we strongly recommend to have the overseas structure referee as well, along with the application.
Thank you very much, Mungi. Yes, that was very insightful and very valuable advice, actually, to our colleagues, applicants in the portfolio pathway.
Thanks, Amud, for having me here.
Thank you so much, Mukesh. And thanks to you for listening. We will have more information and useful links in the Royal College of Anaesthetists website. This will be the final podcast of this portfolio pathway mini-series. You can catch the rest of the series and loads more podcasts if you subscribe to Anaesthesia on Air. And make sure you review us whilst you are there. Thank you.